Andy Rogers Band with Fuzzy. It's the morning ride. Good morning. I'm JR. Roberta in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
And on the phone with Mr. Randy Rogers himself. Good morning, bud.
It's all kind of fuzzy.
Was any of that song written with specific experiences in mind?
Of course.
Okay.
Some we just can't talk about.
That's fair. That's fair. Hey, I got to ask you. You're celebrating 20 years as the Randy Rogers Band this week. Of the entire 20 years, if you can think back, what would you put in like your top three moments of that whole thing?
I think probably signing a record deal with MCA Records. We were pretty young when that happened, in early 20s. Had to be there. Let's just say climbing on Willie Nelson's bus, and leave it at that. And opening for George Strait at the Houston Rodeo.
Those are all pretty awesome little achievements.
Yeah, I mean, those have to be the ones. I mean, it's been a hell of a ride, but those things do stand out.
We were guessing before you called those very things, and we guessed Randy Rogers, or I mean, I'm sorry, Willie Nelson's bus, but we don't have to talk about what you did on the bus. but we wondered if that was one of them. So we're
definitely one of them. And you know, I think playing the late night shows, David Letterman and Jay Leno back in the day, I mean, those were huge accomplishments for us at the time, and memories I'll never forget. So
of course, playing this Friday night at Cook's Garage. Tickets available, go to thereddirtrebel.com. Let me ask you, back 20 years ago, when you were getting this whole thing started with the band, what is the conversation like when you were trying to convince these guys to be a part of the team and to make up that family?
I mean, it was pretty simple. We were all broke, and we didn't have anything to lose. And so, you know, we formed a bond, the same five guys for 18 years of the 20. And, you know, we all quit our other bands that we were in, and we all got into a little 88 Suburban. And you know what I like to still say to the young ones out there is chase your dreams, kids, chase your dreams.
That's fantastic. And a lot of people may not know, but on the CD or the album art for Hellbent is that old Suburban.
Did you keep it?
You know, I've tried to find it. I've tried to find it for years now. And, she gone.
I mean, you really wouldn't want to drive around in that again, other than, you know, to have it as like a museum piece, I would feel like.
I just put it in the front yard so the neighbors could just judge me.
Yes, yes. So what I want to know is, where are your favorite places to play? Do you have favorites?
Lubbock.
Well,
only Lubbock.
Of course, of course. You can't answer any other way, but other spots, like across the country, you've played everywhere. Is there anything that stands out as like, oh, yeah, let's go back there?
You know, through this quarantine and the lack of being able to do my job, I've been kind of nostalgic and actually thinking about that quite a bit. And we've always enjoyed playing up in Denver, there at Red Rocks. The shows on the East Coast have always been memorable. When you get to a place and you realize, wow, there's actually country music fans, and we're 2,000 miles away from the house, you know. Shows in Boston, shows in New York City, shows in Washington, D.C., Chicago. It's just always been such a perk of my job is to get to travel and see all these wonderful cities and meet wonderful people. And I've missed them this year for sure.
So last year, this came up as a memory for me, like last week or the week before, that I flew out to Phoenix with my buddy and got to see you play in an entirely different setting. And there were so many people that came out. It's sometimes almost easy to forget as a fan that there are other people that are huge fans of yours everywhere.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a ride, and we hope to get back to it, you know, as soon as we're company, you know, the country opens up and our little company can get back out on the road and working. And I'm thankful for places like Cook's Garage that are still doing socially distant shows and still hosting, musicians every week. And I'm looking forward to getting on stage.
So let me ask you, when you were coming up, And I'm talking, you know, back in the days when you were sleeping on couches to visit the blue light and things like that. Who is the first person that you met that you got a little fame intimidated by, starstruck by?
Yeah, I think it was Bruce Robinson. You know, I opened for Bruce there at the blue light, you know, 2001. And he had, you know, just had a song or two recorded. And, you know, I know that the Dixie Chicks and George Strait were cutting his songs. That's kind of what all that I ever wanted to be was a songwriter, and this lead singer thing just happened. So it would have to be Bruce and songwriters too, like Guy Clark and some of my heroes that I got to meet along the way.
I want to know: do you behave when you meet them, or do you like stutter? Or I mean, you know what I mean? Is it intimidating?
Well,
or are you Mr. Cool? I'm not.
You know,
I fangirl.
I don't think anybody thinks I'm cool. I'm just a normal human.
Dad, and you know, put your pants on the same way. I don't know. We're pretty impressed by you.
Well, I appreciate that.
The kids are in school now. Are you the embarrassing dad, or are they old enough to be embarrassed by you yet?
No, I mean, my little girls do. They do brag that I'm Randy Rogers' band. You know,
that's awesome.
We'll be at the grocery store, and I'll be putting the groceries on the thing, and I'll look back, and my three-year-old's telling the lady behind us that I'm Randy Rogers' band. You know, it's like
sweet. That's so sweet.
I try to get them to behave, but I think they know it embarrasses me, and so they purposefully do it.
Sure,
that's great. Randy Rogers' band playing this Friday night at Cook's Garage. I know you got some chores and stuff to do around the house this morning, but thank you, man, for taking a little time. We can't wait to see you this Friday and celebrate the 20th anniversary of Randy Rogers' band with you.
Well, appreciate that. It's been like the best thing that I've ever done in my life is to share the stage with my band and travel the world. So thank you guys so much. We'll see y'all this weekend.
Congratulations, and thanks again. And I remind folks that your social media pages have links for contests and 20th anniversary pre-orders, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we're doing a little giveaway and some fun this week, so y'all check it out. We'll see y'all this weekend.
Yeah, by the way, before I go, I promised earlier this week that I would actually ask you for a limited edition T-shirt for this week's anniversary thing.
Yeah, they're on their way here. We don't have them just yet. That's why it's pre-sale.
There you go.
I told him,
I'll get you one, buddy.
I told him, quit being cheap. Buy your own damn shirt is what I told him. Buy your own shirt.
Randy Rogers, thank you so much, man. We'll see you Friday.
Talk to y'all soon.
More on the way. It's the Morning Ride.
105.7, the Red Dirt Rebel.
I have it turned up all the time.